My scripture to you today is in Luke. So let's go to Luke chapter 15 and start at verse 11. And he said, a man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of this estate that falls to me. So he divided his wealth between them. And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country. And there he squandered his estate with loose living. Now, when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be impoverished. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him. But when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread? But I am dying here with hunger. I will get up and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men. So he got up and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his slaves, quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. And they begin to celebrate. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this today, your blessed Sabbath, Father's Day. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of the fathers. And Heavenly Father, we ask for your Holy Spirit to be within us to such an extent that it will lead and guide us in the things that you would have good fathers to be and to do. And Heavenly Father, help us in all of these things to be that kind of example that you would have. And Heavenly Father, we ask for your guidance in the thoughts and in the words that we will express, and help them to help each one of us as you would have. And in the name of your loving Son, Jesus, we ask. Amen. My text is verse 24. And it reads, for this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. And they begin to celebrate. Notice that he described his wayward son, his wandering son, as one who was once dead. And I know this has different kind of meanings. But dead in many senses, but dead spiritually. But now he has returned and he is alive. He was once dead, he's now alive, and it's time to be joyous. He was lost and he has been found. And it's time to rejoice and to celebrate. My message to you today is the loving father. And I'd like to share some thoughts based upon this parable of Jesus to his followers, to his followers. And that is that this loving father, and I would like for you to keep in mind during this entire message that this parable is not only about our natural fathers, but it is about our heavenly and spiritual Father God and his love and concern not only just for sons, but for his entire family, the family of God. And this loving father is shown as a father who obviously, after reading the entire parable, we know that he loved and he cared for or nurtured his sons. But we see in this parable that the father, even though he has sons that we would know at this particular point in time would be mature sons, he accepts their ultimate decisions in life. Even though, obviously, when you read the details, you know that the decisions that this particular son made was flawed. And no doubt, the father knew that. But the father did not confront the son with this. The father accepted the son's decision. Notice that the father accommodates the desire of his son, accepts that decision or that wish. The younger son, and notice that, you know, sometime when we are young, we make too quick of decisions. We make too easy of decisions. And we suffer the consequences. And as you read this parable, you see the young son made a decision that he would live to regret. The loving father not only accommodated the wishes or desires of this younger son, but he remained loyal. The father was not the one that departed, separated. The younger son decides to depart, to separate. The father is right there where he always was. Our loving Father God is the same. Even though we may stray and drift from him and make bad decisions, hasty decisions, easy decisions, which are flawed, our Father remains the same. Our Father is there for us. And hopefully there will come a point in our life if we are straying from Him and doing things that He does not approve of, hopefully, we'll get to that point in our lives where we will realize our error and do as this younger son. The father of this son remained loyal. He remained loving, caring, patient. The father brought these sons up in the right way. But it comes to the point where the child then becomes mature and makes their own decisions and either are blessed by or has to suffer the consequences of it. Secondly, this particular father, notice that he was a good father. Notice that he did right things in raising his sons. Notice his reaction to his son's request to divide the estate. He agreed. And notice that he dealt fairly with both sons as to their life tolls and the rewards of such. And verse 12 tells us that the estate was divided equally between the two sons. You wonder a little bit about that because one was younger and one was older. But nevertheless, the father dealt justly with both sons. Pay particular attention that the younger son obviously got to this point that he acted on impulse, quickly, hastily. Obviously, the younger son came to the point that he thought there was a better life. There was a better way. He wanted out. Wouldn't you say? He wanted out of his situation. Did he think through his decision? It doesn't appear so. And young people, my advice to you is give plenty of thought to your decision. Make no hasty decisions. Think through your decisions. Could be your decisions are just based on impulse. Could be that they will be disastrous for you. Seek guidance, not only from God, but seek guidance from your natural parents. This younger son wanted out. He made his decision. The father gave him his wishes. Thirdly, after the younger son left, went into the far country, and my scripture says that he squandered his money or his part of the estate on loose living. What's that supposed to tell us? Loose living, not going to lead to good things. He squandered what he had on loose living. I'd say we can take some advice from that. We're not going to be very successful if we do a lot of loose living. We need to have good foundations. We need to have a bunch of good morals taught to us by our fathers, by our families. And we need to heed that advice. Don't be like the younger son and make that hasty decision and squander what you have accumulated and what has been given to you to this point in life. No doubt this younger son never even gave any thought to. He had it made, as Nat would say. He lived to that point in his life. He had a loving, caring father and family. But he didn't think about that so much. All he thought about was what I want to do. Getting away. Getting out of the situation that you're presently in. Has thought been given to the fact that just because you want to get out of the present situation you're in, what if you are getting into something worse? What's that? What about it's possible that that would be one of the worst decisions that you could make? The grass is not always greener and better on the other side of the fence. We need to give thoughts to our decisions. The light eventually comes on to the younger son. He came to his senses. The light bulb lit, so to speak. This isn't so good here. I don't have any money. I've spent all of my money on loose living. Now I can't even live. In verse 17, this younger son finally realized, I made a bad decision. So, he decided on his plan of action. He first realized his own worth. I'm unworthy to my Father in His sight. I am unworthy. He came to his senses and realized that I'm not worthy to be called my Father's son. And so he had a plan of action. He decided that he would go back to his father. At least he would have food there. He wouldn't be trying to survive with the swine that he was given the job to feed. He decided that he would tell his father, he's not worthy to be your son. Please hire me back as one of your servants. You know, one thing also that this younger son came to the point that he realized, I've sinned. I made a bad decision. I sinned in the sight of my father and in the sight of God. So obviously, part of his coming to his senses was to realize he had sinned and he had to ask forgiveness. And part of that forgiveness was in response to his father of him being accepted back just in the family as a hired person. Number four, from the father's perspective, never was there a time when hope was lost of the son's returning. Do you picture the Father God and his love for his family, every son and every daughter? And as these sons and daughters wander and drift, and go here and there and go away from him spiritually and in faith, the Father is sad, but he's always there. He's still loving. He's still caring. He's always there to accept you back. This Father was waiting on his son each day, looking for his son to return, hoping for his son to return, waiting, watching. And then the one day came. In the far distance, he seen a figure that looked like his son. His arms was already open as the Father God in heaven. His arms are open ever to receive back into good standing and to forgive his sons and daughters that make bad decisions and drift away. The Father God is there with love and concern to bring you back, to welcome you back into his family. And as this father seen his younger son coming in the far distance, he ran with open arms to his son. He embraced his son. to greet and to receive. All of the love that he had, the compassion, the hugs and kisses are spoken of. Gifts were given to this son returning, and a joyous feast and celebration was made for this son who had drifted away. I'd like to close in speaking of this loving father and the analogy between that natural loving father of this wayward son and our heavenly Father God, who so loves us. I'd like to make a final thought. In verse 32 of chapter 15 of Luke, I'd like to read this. Now, I'd like you to pay particular attention to the way that this is worded. Verse 32. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, for this brother of yours, and this is the father speaking to the older son, for this brother of yours was dead and has begun to live, and was lost and has been found. Do you see what a time it is for celebration and joy? Do you see that within this verse, we can say that this father, upon receiving his son back, noticed differences in his son. His son had learned lessons while away, hard lessons, lessons in life. And notice what it says, and has begun to live. Father knows that this son realized his bad decision. He's now more mature. He's now on the road to potentially being that blessed son that the father always knew that he had the potential to be. The Father sees the potential in each one of us, even though we fail and we make mistakes and we go off on our own at times, out of His presence, out of His care, by our own bad decisions. But the Father God, as this Father was, accepts us back when we come to our senses. Let's realize when we do this, realize that we need to return to our loving Father. And He will, with open arms, receive us back. And not just as hired servants, but as one of His loving members of His family. I would like for us now to read our blessing to each other. So let's turn to Numbers 6. And start at verse 24. Everybody stand and let's read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face on you and give you peace. Amen.